Paragvav Mishnah Aleph. Shliach Shasa Shlichuze. So let's say you have someone who has property belonging to Hegdish, and he asks a Shliach, he asks his agent, to use the property of Hegdish. So if the Shliach listens to the instructions of the person who sent him, so if the agent follows the instructions, then the Balabai is small. Then the owner, the person who owns the property that belongs to Hegdish, he is the one that is considered to be over on Me'ila, and the principles of Shlichus apply here, just like you can appoint the Shliach, for example, to give Matnas Kahuna. So too, the Gemara learns, the Mefarshim learned that you can also have an agent, a Shliach, to commit Me'ila on your behalf, so to speak. So again, as long as the Shliach does what he's instructed, then the Me'ila is imparted back on the person who sent the Shliach. But let's say the Shliach did not listen to the instructions of the person who sent him. The agent did not fulfill his duties. He did not carry out his commission, so to speak. A Shliach Ma. Then in that case, it's the agent, the Shliach, that commits Me'ila. Ketzad, how so? Amalai, tein basal arachim. So let's say the owner says, give a certain meat that belonged to Hegdish, and he told the Shliach, give it to the guests. V'nasan lehem kaved, but instead, the Shliach gave the guests liver that belonged to Hegdish. Or the opposite, kaved, he told the Shliach, give them a liver, v'nasan lehem basal, and he gave them meat. A Shliach ma, in that case, since the Shliach did not fulfill his agent duties, he did not fulfill his commission, he did something the opposite of what he was told to do. So in that case, the Shliach is the one who is considered to commit Me'ila. Amalai, ten lehem chaticha. Let's say the owner said, give each one piece. Vu amar, tlu shtaim. And then he went and told the guests, you guys can take two each. Vehem natlu shalesh shalesh. And each one of the guests went and took three each. Kulan malu. So all of them are over Me'ila. The one is the first one because the owner said, give them meat from Hegdish. Shliach didn't do a shlichus because he said, take each two. And each of the three guests, they themselves also committed meal because they took even more than what they were supposed to. They each took three. So in that case, all of the actors in this scenario are over on Me'ila. Omalai. Havim and Achalainif, let's say the owner says, bring the meat from the window. I migaluskamo, or from a galuskamo, it's either a case or it's a sack. That's according to some other mefarshim. And then the Shliach did what he was told. Even though the Babai says later, let's say the owner said, look, I know I told you from the window, but I really meant to take it from the case, or vice versa, or some say he meant a specific window or a specific case. Still, Balabai is small, that's considered the Shliach doing the Shlichus. He listened to what the Balabai told him, and therefore the Balabai is the one who's over on Mila. If let's say the Baal Bai said to the Shliach, bring it to me from the window, hevela mi galuskama, but instead the Shliach brought it from the galuskama, or mi galuskama, if the Baal Bai said, bring it to me from the case, or the sackcloth, vehevi loy minachalain, and the Shliach went and brought it from the window, a Shliach mal, again, since he did not fulfill his commission, he did not do what he was told to do, in that case, it's the Shliach that commits Me'ila and not the Baal Bai. Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Let's say someone sends Hegdish money with a cheresh shayte v'katan, that's a deaf mute, or someone who is a shayte who has no das, or someone who's a minor, a katan, and he sends money with one of those three individuals to the store to buy him something from the store. Now, generally speaking, a cheresh shayte v'katan cannot be a shliach. However, even though they cannot be a shliach, since they did do something and did use Hegdish that was asked of them by the Baal Bayis, so even though normally they don't have a halach of shlichus, here it's just as long as they actually fulfill the words of the Baal Bayis, it's not a vart of having das. So masa shlichusai, Baal Bayis small, again the Baal Bayis is commits Me'ila as long as they do what they were told. Lo yasa shlichusai, let's say they didn't, achenvinimal. Now in that case, Baal Bayis is off the hook, but the store owner, he now inadvertently committed Me'ila because he now took the money from Hegdish and he used it. Shach b'apikeach, let's say the person sent it with the hands of someone who's a regular person. V'niska actually it's lechen v'ni. Now the Baal Bayis remembers before Shliach got to the store owner, he remembers that it belonged to Hegdish. So now the Baal Bayis is out of Me'ila because it's only if it's inadvertent. So in that case, once the chenevni spends the money of Hegdish, he is over on Me'ila. Ketzad Yasa. So how should they fix this? That the prutai kli, that he takes a prutai kli, and it's a shayla whether it's on the Baal Bayis who does this or the chenevni. But in any case, the person who wants to get out of it should take a pruta or a kli. Vayamin say pruta shel Hegdish b'chol makim shi mecholelas. Wherever I have a pruta that belongs to Hegdish, should be chal on this pruta or kli. Shegdish nitfe b'kesev, b'shav kesev, because we know Hegdish could be paida with money or with something that has a value of money. And that's how the chenveni could get out of inadvertently being over on Me'ila for money of Hegdish that may be in his possession.